The Weather Service has issued a tornado watch for the Detroit metropolitan area, which includes all of Wayne County and adjacent counties. We'll be starting a quick roll call and check-in. This is NHGYK. NHGYK.
Okay, we have you, Bill. We got you checked in. Your coordinates?
His coordinates are 16 November, and John's on his way to the Weather Service.
Lima 15 Mike, but would you check your map for me, please? Right now it's all clear here. We just had a little squall go overhead.
14 Lima at 8NAZ.
Okay, NAYBC, your coordinates are 14 Lima. And NARGD, give me your coordinates again.
There's a lot of noise on this repeater. It's very noisy. Somebody turn it down. At 16 Lima.
Okay, that is Intermod. Okay, this is N8NAV for Wayne County Skywarn. The Weather Service has issued a tornado watch until 1 a.m. tomorrow morning, and we're now going to shift that from condition green to condition yellow at this time. We will not be taking any further check-ins for the next little while. Spotters should otherwise maintain radio silence once again. Net control should issue brief updates under condition yellow whenever there are lengthy intervals between spotter reports. Typically, NCS will expect more radio activity under condition yellow than under condition red. Do not ask for or accept check-ins under condition yellow. Okay, when you were giving the effects of the storm, we used the TEL system. The TEL system explains how and why we use the system for events. The T is for time and local time. Do not give 24-hour time or so on. E is for effect of the storms, and L is for the location. Please use the TEL system. This is yellow at this time. We are only taking, we are not taking no more check-ins at this time. The National Weather Service for Southeastern Michigan has issued a tornado watch until 1 a.m. tomorrow morning. And the net is in condition yellow at this time.
Daddy's battery don't run out. November 8, Whiskey, November Charlie.
November 8, Whiskey, November Charlie, go. NHSA.
I just thought I'd check in. I'm kind of out of the range, but I have a good picture of the side of the storm, so to speak. Rooftop out here in West Bloomfield, major crossroad, probably be Union Lake and Commerce. No official Skywarn training. And I'm portable / mobile.
Oh, will do. Doesn't matter if you're, well, if you're Skywarn trained or not, any help will do. If any serious conditions arise, please let us know. Any to the site. I heard a check-in. Please go ahead with your call. I called Quebec Whiskey. Could you please go ahead with the first part of your call? Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec Whiskey. Location, please.
Erraticon 6.
Okay, try again. You have a lot of white noise in there with you.
You called me a honky.
Sir, are you mobile? And if you are you moving in closer to the area? We cannot pick you out of the noise. Okay, thank you very much.
NAV for Wayne County Skywarn. We're going to take a quick roll call of stations that have checked in just to see if you're still there. This is NAV for the Wayne County Skywarn. NHGYK, Bill. NHGYK. KB8HGL. November 8th. November Echo Echo. Come again with your name and your Skywarn coordinates, please.
Yes, sir. My coordinates are B.
This is NAV for Wayne County Skywarn. We are in condition green. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch until 1 a.m. tomorrow morning for all of southeastern Michigan. This is NAV for Wayne County Skywarn.
NAV KAPTH.
KAPTH, NAV.
Okay, I will be monitoring 533, and I'm also checked in on 443125.
Okay, Wayne, what is your coordinates for my listing?
13 Lima, or 13 Kilo. 13 Kilo.
Okay, we got you checked in, Wayne. NAV for Wayne County Skywarn.
Thank you. This is November 8, Juliet Charlie Tango, net control station for Wayne County Skywarn. Is someone calling?
This is NAWGL. Sorry, I didn't know there was a net going on there.
That's okay. Are you having a problem of any type, or are you just trying to make a call?
I was just trying to make a call there. I can wait. NAWGL, Cliff.
Okay, thank you very much for your cooperation, NHACT.
EYK, NAV, go.
Now, the latest update, Shiawassee Bay, Saginaw, and Hillsdale have been canceled, but the southern part in Michigan of Wayne County, we're still under the watch, still 1 o'clock, with some of the other existing counties. That's the only update so far, Mark, NHUYK.
Okay, well, I'm here. I have nothing better to do tonight. Thanks a lot, Bill. NHUYK, N8NAV for Wayne County Skywarn. The net is in condition green at this time. We're taking any check-ins and weather reports at this time. The frequency is open to amateur use. Please leave long pauses between transmissions in case we do have to go to the yellow condition. This is net control station for Wayne County Skywarn, N8NAV.
This is November 8, Oscar Zulu Victor, 15 Lima.
Was that November 8, Oscar Zulu Victor, correct?
Affirmative.
And your name and your coordinates again, please.
Roger, Bill, 15 Lima.
Okay, we got you in, and NAV, Wayne County Skywarn.
I'll be away from the mic for a while. If you need anything, contact KPTH. He'll be listening.
Okay, sir, thanks for the note. VA3BER, NAV, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check out of here. I gotta go to bed here. I got school in the morning. I'd love to stick around. Hope you don't have to go code condition yellow like we did this evening. Sorry I can't stick around. N8NAV, VA3BER, reportable clear.
Thanks a lot, Brian. I hope that we don't go back to condition yellow. I'm rather new to Skywarn net control duties. And it does get kind of interesting at times. Thanks for checking in. This is N8NAV for Wayne County Skywarn. Again, the net is in condition green, and the frequency is open at this time. N8NAV. Michigan. some of the counties in the watch area have been released, but currently Wayne County has not been released from the Skywarn or tornado watch at the moment. The net is in condition green, and we are taking check-ins and any weather reports at this time. This is N8NAV for Wayne County Skywarn. Keen up or what?
There hasn't been anything down in our area for over 2 hours, but they're keeping it on. Why, I have no idea.
Okay, then it's assumed that we are going to still go to 1 o'clock, right?
As far as I know, unless they cancel earlier.
If you don't mind, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed and hope they cancel early.
Stand by.
Okay, NADNAV for Wayne County Skywarn.
On the 440, as soon as I get something, I'll drop back down here.
Okay, well, we'll be on this one. NADNAV for Wayne County Skywarn.
NADNAV, KBTH.
Okay, Mark, KB8UKO, west of us, probably in the area of 14 Mike, along that area, we have a new cloud bank moving in, north to south cloud bank. That's probably where the gusty winds are coming from.
Okay, KBTH, NADNAV.
Somebody said you were, I was being paged.
Yes, sir. It's 16 Lima to the west. We have KB8UKO. He's reporting moderate winds, and to the west of 16 Lima, there appears to be another cloud or storm coming this way.
Give me the first part.
Okay, KB8UKO, Rick, is reporting wind gusts, periodic wind gusts, at 16 Lima, and to the west of that location, he says that there appears to be another storm coming in from the west.
Okay, Roger, thank you.
This is NADNAV for Wayne County Skywarn. 17 Lima, we got some pretty good gusts of wind at I-75, West Grand Boulevard, and Southwest Detroit. That's at 17 Lima.
Roger.
Yeah, I'm watching these clouds real close. I've not seen no lightning, but the clouds are getting thicker and, It's a long line from north to south. It's a completely long line. The winds are gusting up to 30 miles an hour now.
Roger, KBTH, did you copy that?
Yeah, I did. I think you got to remember something, guys. When weather is going through the area, you're going to get thunderstorms. Okay? There are nothing severe in our area. So you're going to get an occasional cell that will come through and will kick up a 25, 30 mile an hour gust front. And there may even be some rain with it. If you start seeing quarter inch size hail, even that is not necessarily dangerous unless it starts getting much larger and the wind picks up dramatically. So we're relaying all this, but there just doesn't seem to be anything in this area right now that would warrant any real major concern, but we are relaying the data.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I've been a meteorologist for about 25 years now, and so I'm used to storms. I've worked at several weather stations, but this doesn't look like a thunderstorm. It may even just be the cold air front, which I am suspecting that it probably is. Just that.
Okay, Roger. That's KBTH. Understand.
Okay, this is NADNAV for Wayne County Skywarn. Currently we're in condition green, and we got about 28 more minutes until the tornado watch expires.
KABTH.
KABTH, go.
Close her down. 1231, the National Weather Service has canceled the tornado watch. Southeast Lower Michigan.
Thank you very much. Thanks very much, Wayne. Well, guys, thanks for everyone for checking in to the Wayne County Skywarn Net. I want to thank each station for their participation in the net. And at this time, I'd like to say 7-3s to one and all. This concludes our Skywarn Net for this evening. And it's now closing at 12:35 local time. And I'm putting the repeater back to normal amateur use. Please stand by. This is NATO Navy clearing, putting the repeater back to bed.
And what?
NATO Navy.
And 9.
KABTH, don't worry. I will send the report to WDAPSX.